We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Welcome back. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley. 1 hour from now, Danny Green's going to join the show. Odyssey NBA insider Danny Green's going to be with us at 1. His take on what we saw last night. And we'll look ahead, Sixers and the Knicks. We'll give you the latest odds over at FanDuel coming up in a few minutes on this series. It opened up with the Sixers favorites. They still are, though it's coming closer to even on both sides. I think only one time in NBA history has a 7 actually been favored over a 2 heading into a series. So we got a big one starting Saturday. And we'll let you hear what Joel said about his teammates, especially the role players after that game last night. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get back to all that. Your phone call is 1. Of course, this Jalen Hurts thing, because yesterday he spoke, and sometimes it just feels he's detached. Like, this is a new year, new coach, new coordinator, I should say. And it just, I know it's his personality. I just wonder if he's like leaned into this character too much, because it just always feels
you feel like it's a character.
I do.
I think it's who he is.
Well, but he's not like that when the camera's not on him the same way. Like when they do those locker room videos, like after a win.
Yeah, that's the weird thing about it.
He talks differently with his teammates, and
yeah,
I get that. Right?
That's the weird thing about it.
As a quarterback, I get it. You have to be more CEO polished at the podium, right? You're not maybe going to talk the same way you talk to your teammates. But if there is this, if there is some sort of like excitement deep down in him, he could show it to the fans once in a while.
I mean, you would think so. I mean, going into the season, going hope springs eternal, having a running back on the squad like Saquon Barkley, talking about the potential of this offense with a new offensive coordinator, new ideas, new innovations, and things of that nature. I was excited. I'm excited. Hell, I didn't even play offense. And I'm excited about what this offense could potentially be, thinking about how this offense is going to evolve. Like, that excites me, thinking about how you're going to try to incorporate a Saquon Barkley, a running back of his caliber, into this offense with Coach Moore, you know, trying to design an offense. And if I'm a quarterback, one of the first conversations I'm having is with the offensive coordinator to try to figure out potentially where is this offense going to go? What are we going to do? Hey, coach, you saw last year's film. What did you think? You know, for me, it would be more about trying to get better and learning from the mistakes that I made so that I won't make them again.
Sure.
And with Jalen, I think he believes and wants to do all of that. He just doesn't know how to share it.
That might be it. But as the quarterback, you got to be verbal and you got
to
be the leader.
You have to be forthcoming.
Yeah, right.
You have to be comfortable in your own skin. And you have to do things that make people excited.
And people look to you. You're
the face. For leadership.
You're the face.
You look for leadership and guidance. And he didn't give you any of that. He just sat there and was like, hey, man, you know. Like,
what do you want me to do?
Players play, coaches coach. Now, that's not what people want to hear.
Well, and you got paid to be more than that.
Yeah.
You didn't get paid just to be part, employee number one, right? You got paid to be more than that. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Do you feel better or worse about the Sixers after last night's game? And that means in terms of championship aspirations. Like, obviously they won, and it's an awesome night, and Batum was off the charts. But in terms of championship aspirations, better or worse, 56% feel better, 44% feel worse. It's pretty split here after a game that had everything, from a big deficit to the comeback to Batum to Tobias getting benched.
Pretty tight, pretty tight.
Nick Nurse said he wasn't benched, but we all know he was. All right, 215-592-9494. Adam's at Delco. Hey, Adam.
Hello, how you guys doing?
Good, Adam. What's up?
Pretty good. I just want to point this out. Like, I listen to the station every day, and my sole purpose for listening is because I know you guys have a lot of football knowledge, and I tune in for your opinions and information that I don't have myself. Sometimes, though, I think the overreaction becomes a bit much. He was asked a very honest question about the turnover, and all he said was that he wanted some level of continuity. That's totally reasonable and totally understandable. Like, he doesn't have to be a cheerleader. We give them such a hard time when they come on and they don't give us information. Finally, he was honest, and now the new buzzword is detached. I feel like give him a break.
So do you feel like he's detached with his answers sometimes?
Not at all. You know, I think he's careful, because anything he says can and will be used against him. So I think with him actually giving his honest answer this time, it's probably a reflection of last year, people saying no one is talking about what's happening. So now he's trying to be honest, and he gets beat up for that. It's like, you know what? I love these players. I love the Eagles. And I feel like sometimes the media, you create a lot of undue stress on them when all he was trying to do was be honest.
Okay, let me throw this again. And I think you're probably correct that he was given an honest answer. I'm sure he wants that, right? Adam, I don't think he's making it up that he'd prefer continuity. But Adam, I'm sure he also realizes that the way the Eagles have set this up, continuity is almost impossible. When the head coach doesn't call the plays, and we'll see how long, Adam, that Sirianni's here, but when the head coach doesn't call the plays, like if they have success, like they did with Steichen, he gets a job, he's out of here. If they struggle, they're going to fire the coordinator because they got to figure out the offense. Like what he's saying, it's almost impossible. Like what he's asking for, unless the head coach calls the plays, like Shanahan or McVay, there's not going to be continuity. So he's got to get over it.
No, so I understand totally what you're saying. But at the same time, he used
Stoutland. Yeah.
Yeah, Stoutland. He used Stoutland to explain that that's why those guys are so good, because they're with them. They learn his method. He's talented. And all I think he was trying to say is, if he could get a little bit of that, then he could be more successful going forward. That's it.
I think you're right. He could be. I actually think it'd be good for him. Adam, it's a fair phone call, and we appreciate it. I just think we're giving our opinions. I don't think, you know, reading today all the reactions to the press conference yesterday, I don't think most people are on this. Let me say one quick thing on this, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else I thought as he said that, as he talked about the continuity at the play caller position?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, guys, if they struggle next year, but the offense is good and the defense is bad, what he said is he yearns for continuity with the play caller. You know what this is setting up, right? That they got to keep Kellen Moore, and he becomes the head coach, and they got to move off of Sirianni. If the quarterback who they pay $250 million is saying, I want the same play caller year after year, well, who's the play caller this year?
Kellen Moore.
I'm going to remember that if they have a change next year, that maybe he wants this guy to be the head coach.
I know we're reading a lot into it, and I am of the mindset, I'm happy he spoke his truth. But at the same time, what he's basically talking about is like, hey, I can't be who I need to be because it's not consistent. That's not how this thing works, man. Like, I am not mad at Jalen Hurts for speaking the truth, because I think he's self-aware of the situation and how it's playing out. Because like I've been saying for weeks, the way that they've set this offense up, the way that this offense is set up, that it's designed for him to fail or succeed.
Well, they gave
like
him a lot of simple. Weapons.
Yeah, they gave him a lot of weapons. And he's talking about continuity. He's basically saying that, hey, you know what? If it doesn't work, then that's because most of the time is because I didn't have consistency in what I was doing. Mm-hmm. That's what he's saying. That's not the case. Like, you can't say that, though. Like, you have to be excited about the newness of this offense. But again, like I said, I'm not mad at him for being real. I'm not mad at him for being honest. But it's almost like Jalen doesn't read the room the way that you would like him to.
Well, and I think it's one thing to say, be honest, be yourself. But the other thing is, you are the spokesman for the team. I mean, whether you want to be or not, whether you are comfortable or not, you
they
are.
Say heavy is the one that wears a crown or something like that. Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Yes. It comes with the responsibility of being Eagles franchise quarterback.
Man, you're making too much money to getting press conferences and answer questions like that, bro, even if you don't believe it.
Also, I understand.
Better start lying.
Well, like Kyle said, just lie to us.
Better start lying to these folks.
I totally understand that being a quarterback is a lot.
You
right?
took these people money.
I get it. Like, well, that he did take a lot of money.
He took these folks money, and this is what you're giving
so,
them? What you doing?
I understand it's got to be a lot to learn a new offense as a quarterback, right, and the continuity thing. But, like, Brandon Graham. How many defensive coordinators and schemes has Brandon Graham gone through? Do I ever hear Brandon Graham talk about, I'd rather have some continuity? No, this is football. This is the reality of the sport.
Hey, listen, Brandon Graham has parlayed, like Brandon Graham is that dude, man. Like I said, Brandon Graham ain't paying for no meals in this city. And Brandon Graham is going to be with one team his whole career.
If I'm counting right in my head.
Because he's Mr. Positivity.
Well, he is Mr. Positivity. If I'm counting right in my head, do we count Patricia as a defensive coordinator? Does he get to be one of them? Or what was that last year?
Yeah, he does.
Okay. I believe Brandon Graham now, this Vic Fangio, will be his 8th defensive coordinator in his career with the Eagles. 8!
In 15 years? 14 years?
In 14 years.
That's crazy.
Let's see if I have the names right. Okay, so we start. His first year here was Sean McDermott. Okay, then we went to Juan Castillo. Okay, Castillo. Then it was Billy Davis with Chip. Schwartz, obviously, for a good number of years with Doug. Jonathan Gannon, then Desai, then Patricia, and now it'll be Vic Fangio. So,
all of those guys, all you heard was Brandon say, I'm going to make it work. Make it work. But that's what most people do, man. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. That's what most football players do. We adjust. I remember when we got Jim Johnson. I remember guys being excited. I remember that vividly. We were excited because I think that the year we got Jim, the year before we got beat down by the Seattle Seahawks, and we were looking at their defense like, damn, those guys are flying all around the place. Those guys are awesome. So we knew who Jim Johnson was, and so it was like, the excitement. I just remember the excitement. Of something new. Now, with Coach Reed coming in, we didn't know a whole lot about him. So there was a little bit of trepidation there. But as we progressed with him and got to know him, it got better. But I remember vividly being excited about Jim Johnson and what the defense would potentially be. And you would think, that with Jalen it would be the same thing. It wasn't. I mean, and that's fine. We still got a lot of time to go. Before we play football, and we don't even understand, we don't even know what they're going to run. But it would have been nice. It would have been nice if it wouldn't have been such a stoic answer or a conversation where it made you feel kind of, I guess, morbid.
Well, you want to feel excited. OTAs are starting, you want to feel excited.
He basically hit you with, well, I would have liked to have a little bit more continuity, but hey, this is where we are. And I mean, hey, with.
We'll deal with it.
That's what we got to do.
So,
players play, coaches coach.
As I usually do, when you bring up an old game, I bring up the box score.
Don't do that. Why are you doing that?
Woo! So, Hugh left out a part of this game. You said you were.
We got dragged.
Well, you said you were impressed by Jim Johnson when he was with Seattle, right? 98, and obviously the Eagles played Seattle. So, yes, Jim Johnson's Seattle defense did a number on Bobby Hoying. 9 of 23 for 60 yards and a pick. But you know what you left out?
What?
Your side of the ball. What'd you do that day?
We got dragged.
a young Amon Green, 6 carries for 100 yards. Old Ricky Waters went 6. You allowed almost 200 yards rushing.
What did you do?
Joey Galloway went for 100 yards receiving.
No, you know what I remember about that game? With Joey, like I wanted to punch him square in his face.
Who, Joey Galloway?
Yeah, because he was like, y'all quit. Y'all quit. I remember yelling across the field. Y'all quit. Y'all gave up. Come on. Because he kept saying Central State. Come on, Central State.
Oh, he was talking to
you? Oh, yeah.
Oh, Joey could fly.
He was flat out fast. He was flat out.
Warren Moon playing quarterback that day?
Yeah. He's like, y'all gave up. Y'all quit.
I think that was a 38 nothing spot. Yeah, 38 like, zip.
I was like, yeah. I mean, it's not like I quit.
That was your first game as an Eagle, wasn't it?
Was it the first game?
It was week one, 98.
Ooh, yeah. I remember, boy, we
38
got dragged.
Nothing.
They came down and then they put that thigh out.
Yeah, you're lucky things got better. All right, 215-592.
Not that year.
Well, no, you're right, not that year. 215-592-9494. Are your reaction to the Sixers, the game last night, feel better or worse about their chances of making a run here? Let's go to the phone lines here, and then we'll let you hear what Joel said about times where he and Maxie aren't at their best, what they need. Let's talk to Chris in Middletown. Hey, Chris.
What's going on, guys? How we doing today?
Good,
what's up,
Chris. What are you feeling?
I'll tell you what I'm feeling. I'm feeling a little aggravated with Mr. Jalen. So here's my thoughts on this, guys. You can't sit there and say players play, coaches coach, when the coach calls in a play and you decide to go rogue at the end of a game and in the dirt, you and the wide receiver completely do something opposite of what was told for you to do and then go, hey, we're just doing what we're told to do. Now, that dog don't hunt. And here's the other problem with a lot of his continuity complaints, right? So he's like, hey, I just want continuity, which you guys said, hey, if he's looking for it with Kellen. You know, he had it with Steichen, and he lost it. His Steichen got promoted. Well, guess what, Jalen?
welcome to the NFL. If you have a good offensive coordinator, they're going to get promoted. So you know what? Put your big boy pants on. That's part of playing pro ball. Here's the other thing. Maybe he'll say, hey, I didn't really realize that, blah, 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 but my head coach is a joker, right? Well, guess what? You have the same head coach as when they came to you with that big fat extension of a contract. You had no problem hitching your horse to Sirianni and that structure and that organization and saying, yeah, here's where I want to make my career. Well, now you can't sit back and make criticism about how the structure is set up there after the fact that you got yours and you got your contract. Nah, I'm sorry. I don't feel bad for you. What you need to do is take some accountability for yourself. Listen, this is nothing personal. And these people that want to defend him personally, like he's their best friend and all that stuff, nah, that's a bunch of nonsense. Yo, this is business. You talk about this all the time. Yo, this is business. This is the business of the NFL. This is how it goes.
Okay, let me turn it to you.
Chris, you good, buddy?
Sorry, guys.
That's all right. You're, come on. All good. Finish up, Chris.
It is what, you know, it's not personal. It's just business. So when you stand up there, he's very guarded about what he says, but at the same token, he puts buzzwords out there. And you know what? I don't know. I'm hoping that this isn't the case, but you know what? Listen, I want Sirianni gone like the next guy, and I'm hoping it's Kellen Moore, but these are the flaws that I have in him when he takes to the podium and he tries to deflect.
Well, that's a good word. And here's the thing. Like, it's the start of OTAs. A fresh season. And, Chris, we appreciate it.
Hope springs eternal.
Let's be excited about all this. And that's – we didn't feel that yesterday.
No, you know what it was. And again, I don't mind Jalen being honest, but a lot of fans – like, when I heard the cuts, I was like, huh? It was like, huh? Like, because that's not what you think you would hear from the beginning of – the next season, because honestly, this is the beginning of the next season. OTA,
sure.
To me, you know, now you're going to be in the building a little bit more than normal. We're getting ready for the draft. Everybody's excited about the new guys that we're going to bring in here, the new people that's going to help us get to the next level and get us to the Super Bowl. To have that reflective moment, like, because that's what he did. And I don't have a problem. Like, I don't have a problem with the reflective moment, Joe. It's the timing of the reflective moment.
So there's like with everything in life, you could approach it one of two ways. This is a burden or it's an opportunity.
Yeah.
I'm using words Jalen might use. He came off as
that's
if it's a
Jalenism.
A burden. I used a Jalenism.
Yeah, you did.
But he could have chose yesterday to say, I'm excited for the opportunity for this new offense.
He said, well, I'm just going to do it in my way. Well, I don't really like change at all.
But
this is where I am. And if this don't work out, it ain't on me. Because I'm just saying, y'all give me all these damn different coordinators week in and week out. I mean, shoot.
But like our last caller said, this is a reality of the NFL.
Yeah, this is what it is. But the way he said it, though, I could, like, when I heard the cuts and they were playing them, I could hear both Spike and Ike's, like, wheels turning, trying to figure out how they were going to answer these questions. Like,
what is this guy
what
talking about?
What the hell
about?
Is this? Because I was like, yeah. He had a moment where you know how you do the reset, you try to reset, because you know what I mean? Yeah, it was like, that's what he said. He's like, hey, like, we're talking about, like, last year, for all intents and purposes, is over. You know, we got a new coach. Hey, I'm excited. Oh, yeah, dude, say, hey, man. I'm excited about this new offense. We got Saquon Barkley, Squat Brothers.
Keep it simple.
Squat Brothers.
We're excited here. All right, 215-592-9494. Speaking of saying something that caught my attention, listen to this last night from the broadcast. Joel Embiid talking about the idea to the broadcast team of what they need when he and Maxi aren't at their best. This was during the game last night.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Oh, we'll get to it?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, we'll get to it. Let's go to, you know what? In the meantime, we got Tyrone in Middletown. What's up, Tyrone?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Tyrone?
How's it going?
Good.
You, Jill, and Kyle.
What's up, man?
What's up, Tyrone?
Oh, man, it was a great victory last night watching the Sixers, but, you know, I was thinking, as I was listening to the show, one of the, my observation is that they were welcome to old school Miami Heat, New York Knicks style of in-your-face basketball. And basically, it's pressure defense. They basically were hard screens, and Maxey was introduced to pressure defense from a 6'5", 215-pound two-guard, Jimmy Butler. And when he went under the basket, you see that elbow he caught almost hit in the orbit?
Yes. Early in that game, at first I was like, oh, boy, he better not be hurt. Because you could break a bone pretty easy that way.
Exactly. And what that did, it's almost like getting a punch in the face. And it took him probably a couple minutes to regroup. And that's why he didn't have his – one of the reasons I thought, unfortunately, from being in that position playing basketball myself, it takes something out of you. And furthermore, I think that if you notice, they had length guarding the ball, pressuring them, basically getting them into a tempo that they didn't want, where the Sixers were hurrying passes. And then they were not throwing crisp passes, and that led to the 12 turnovers or whatever it was in the first quarter. And also, from pressuring the ball, they had almost like a matchup zone defense, which is almost like, they were doubling and tripling. When B got the ball down low, they were triple teaming him. And what he has to do, and I think hopefully Nick Nurse, when he gets countered by the Knicks in the future, that they'll divide the thing where simply Embiid just has to pass the ball out for the shooter.
Well, and quickly. And Tyrone, Tyrone, it's a good call, and we appreciate it. He did it last night. Late in the game, he did it very quick. The pass to Batum, the pass to Oubre. He got the ball out of his hands quick. Listen to what Embiid was talking about. Lisa Salters in the report. And I find this interesting as we go throughout the rest of the playoffs. Embiid, Maxey, if they're not right, the expectation on the role players, here it was last night.
Hey, Mike, well, Joel Embiid told me before the game that Tyrese and I can't do it alone. For us to win, especially because we have so many new guys still learning how to play together, our guys have to sometimes carry the load. The moment I'm not playing well or Tyrese isn't playing well, that's not going to be good enough. The other guys have to be perfect. I know that's hard to do, but when we're not perfect, they need to be. Nick Batum is doing that.
All right, listen. I love what Nick Batum last night did. Unbelievable. And I think, Hugh, you mentioned this a lot. Their role players need to help them, right? It's part of this.
Yeah, it definitely is.
I know he used a certain word there. We can't expect that again, though. Like he said, Lisa Salters reporting that Joel said, when we're not perfect, they need to be. That's a lot to ask role players.
Well, when I think of role players, I think of individuals that at any given time, any given one of them steps up and plays well.
Yeah, and they have like a burst where they could look like a star. Like Batum.
Yeah, like and Kelly Oubre had somewhat of a burst last night. I like the fact that he was a factor off the bench. Now, to your point, I think that he's in a position where, like, going into the Knicks are game planning for this upcoming game, even though there are signs that Joel Embiid is not 100%, I'm still not game planning for Batum.
No, you're going to make Batum beat you again.
Yeah, you're going to make him do it again.
Sure.
So, I mean, there's that until it becomes a situation where he had, like, you have to account for him. And then after that, then it might be somebody else the following night and things of that nature. That's how I kind of look at role play.
It's nice that he sounds like he trusts his guys and they're going to trust and it's going to be a team.
Yeah, but you're not expecting that to be sustained night in and night out.
I mean, let's be real. If they're going to go deep, they need Joel and Maxey to be way better than they were last night. They do. 215-592-9494. We'll keep going. Your Sixers reaction here. Your thoughts on Hurt's comments yesterday. Do you like it? Do you like what Jalen Hurts said? Or does, Jalen's demeanor, his personality sometimes rub you the wrong way? It just seems like he's detached sometimes from the reality. Plus, the Phillies get a sweep last night. The long ball, we got to do the countdown here for Hume, and he runs this team and scored now. And one guy in particular is now red hot. We got to give him his due. 215-592-9494. It's how you hop aboard. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.